Hi, folks. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
If you could actually see into the... We see what we're doing on YouTube right now. You can see Ken getting two fingers up.
Because Ken is number one twice.
That's right.
Or your number Denny Hamlin.
And where men are men and things that aren't are Warren.
Something like that.
Sorry, Warren.
No, you're not. No,
Warren's
going
to
really
shoot
not.
You one day, and I'm just going to laugh. But he'll probably miss the first three shots. So.
I'm a vet, which means I can at least shoot a target 300 meters away without a scope.
And the other part of it is that he would have to get rid of any witnesses, Phil, so you won't be sitting there laughing for long.
I'm way too fat for that.
Just
300 meters, what's that in American, like 15 inches?
Wait a minute, you're way too fat to be a witness?
Yeah, well, you know, the military guys, they shoot with them little girly guns, like 9 millimeters and 8.
Oh, no, they...
Headshot's a headshot.
Yeah, you ever heard of something called a 50 caliber?
Yeah, Warren's not getting one in the studio. He'll never carry it up the stairs. Well, he'll be like, he'll sound like me walking down a straight line.
Which reminds me of an old war story. Training.
Oh, okay.
It's a training story.
Yeah.
We were doing some urban combat training in
Baltimore.
That's Detroit.
Close enough.
Anyway, we were working this, and we had one of my guys was a 50 cal gunner, and we had it on a tripod. And this was a big, big dude. He was fit as a fiddle and made Phil look thin. He was just a big guy.
Wait a minute. But he made Phil look thin?
Made Phil, because he was taller than Phil and bigger than Phil. He could probably play the NFL linebacker or something. He was a really big, strong guy. So we had our pre-plan move was once they hit a certain point, we were supposed to pick up, fall back, and set up a new defensive line. That was the exercise. Well, we're using what they call miles equipment, where they use laser guns, like laser tag, where you get hit. You're supposed to die right there. Well, his whole crew, except for him, got hit. So he just picked up the whole 50 caliber weapon, one ammo box, and the tripod all together in one handful and took off to the next position.
That ain't right.
That was one of the most impressive military moments of my life, seeing this guy pick up, because the 50 caliber weighs, with the barrel and the receiver together, probably about 80 pounds, and then you put the tripod on it, so it's pushing 110, 115 pounds, and a box of ammo is probably another 15 or 20 pounds. So he was moving some weight.
Yeah.
I was impressed. So,
yeah.
More story over.
Okay. Well, I was impressed, too.
If you'd been there, you'd have been more impressed.
I probably would have been. I'm trying to imagine this. I think I remember...
I pick up 120 pounds every time I take a step. So I'm not that impressed.
but you leave 120 pounds every time you use the bathroom. All right. Wow.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
That's an interesting start to the show. Although, I seem to remember Rambo didn't have a problem with that.
Remember Rambo, when he had the 50 cal?
He was a man. He didn't have a 50 cal.
I thought it was a 50 cal.
No,
that was what we called an M60 machine gun, and it's 7.62 millimeter.
Okay. All right. I thought it was a 50
cal. Yeah, Rambo's not a man.
Apparently not.
He's a Democrat, too.
Is he?
Didn't you watch the end of First Blood?
I think, if it cares about the movie, I think in real life he's actually conservative.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Now I'm pretty sure he is.
I heard he endorsed Bernie Sanders, and he's going to get his jaw broke by some little blonde chick. Because I think that's what happened.
Yeah, I think all the manly men in Hollywood are actually conservatives, and all the girly men are Democrats. I think that's the way it works.
Could be.
I think it actually works that way. At least that's what Charlton Heston told me. Anyway, okay, so where are we going this week? We got some interesting things to talk about. We started to have a discussion before we came before the show started about next season in MotoGP and World Superbike, because we're just getting our packages for 2016, and so it got us into a discussion about what we saw for the future. We're going to actually have a bit of that discussion in the racing segment this week. Also, this was my week to do. I actually worked this weekend, so I didn't do anything fun. I actually worked on a lecture, and so Warren, I hope you did something interesting this weekend.
Well, I wandered the post-apocalyptic Boston area.
You went to Boston?
Yeah, in a Fallout 4 game.
Oh, the video game. I was going to say, they must have finished a big dive.
Wait a minute, Warren.
You played video games all week.
You played video games all weekend?
Well, almost half, I'd say more than half the day Saturday, part of the day Sunday after the football game.
Didn't your what football game?
The Vikings Raiders.
Vikings Raiders. Mm-hmm. Does anybody actually watch the Raiders play football?
They're actually not bad this year.
No, that's not possible.
They're not good, but they're not bad.
Oh, okay. They're not good,
but they're not bad.
Yeah, if you're not good, you're, by definition, you're bad.
Maybe John Madden came back now that Pat Summerall's dead. He's got nobody to do TV.
Is John Madden still alive?
I haven't heard that he died.
I haven't heard that he died. Hey, did well, Stan Lee die?
He did. He showed up on a beach in Hawaii. They kept rolling him back into the ocean. So
who's Stan Lee or John Madden?
John Madden.
Stan Lee might be hanging out with Charlie Sheen.
No, Stanley can't go in the ocean. He's like a twig.
That's why I thought he was hanging out with Charlie Sheen.
He might have been.
He kind of looks like he might have been.
Guy, can you imagine what fun the nighttime comedians are going to have with Charlie Sheen's announcement
today? It's going to be crazy. Or they won't do anything because of political correctness.
Or they'll be like, poor Charlie Sheen. But that dude got tiger blood.
Know?
What he really needs is Magic Johnson blood. Because Magic Johnson blood doesn't get the AIDS.
I'm going to answer who didn't know, Phil's who didn't know question. About 40 women, apparently.
Okay. It's probably more than that.
Well, no, he said the reason he came out and made the announcement is because of there were some hookers trying to blackmail him.
Not trying, we're blackmailing him.
Right, same difference.
Apparently, he claimed that he had paid out something like $40 million in hush money.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's nothing for him. You know, he draws pretty big
money. I don't care. $40 million is a lot for anybody. Unless you're Bill Gates.
High-priced hoes.
Yeah. So he came and he said he paid all this money, and then he said he notified all the women last week that he was HIV positive, and this week he had sex with four more women, didn't tell any of them. And he admitted to it.
Wow, he's lawsuit heaven now.
I think so.
Because he got tiger blood and he's winning.
Because he's winning. Winning. Are you going to court? Sure, I'm going to court because I'm winning. Oh, wow.
Or he figures I ain't going to be around long enough to care.
Or he's got that little Fiat now so he can ride it through his house.
Does he have a motorcycle?
I've never heard that he rides.
Why are we talking about him?
Because you brought it up.
I blame Phil completely.
I was saying that I played Fallout 4 this weekend. There are motorcycles in Fallout 4.
Okay.
Can't ride them. They're there for looks, but they're there.
Yeah. I guess the closest I got was that there is a motorcycle in my garage. So.
Oh, good. Is it
Ken goes out and sits on it while he smokes cigars.
Exactly right.
That's what you should do. You should just do that. You'd be like a Harley owners group person.
I should get... there might be actually a market out there for a motorcycle cigar bar where you just sit on a motorcycle and smoke a cigar and say, I rode a motorcycle this weekend.
No, you say sat on a motorcycle.
That's a pretty genius idea.
Yeah. Oh. What'd you do this weekend? Rode motorcycle, smoked cigars?
It was pouring rain and snowing, yeah, but I traveled.
That's right. That works. I never thought of that. Yeah. And I could get little screens that we could put in front of the motorcycles where it looks like you're going down the road.
Yeah,
you know?
And you could choose your location. I want to do Tail the Dragon.
I
wanted to set one of those up. I had a trailer all set up to do that. And everybody was like, that's such a jerk thing and everything like that. But I should have did that.
Yeah.
Because you'd get posers all over the place.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you film it. Especially if they can see it. You got a picture behind them like they're going down the road.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Wow. And if you get the bike to lean a little bit.
They got that video game we played before we watched, we didn't play, but we saw.
Oh, before we went to the movie.
Before we went to On Any Sunday, the next chapter.
Right.
Yeah. So I watched, and there is a little bit of motorcycle relevance here, because his dad has a bike, and used to work on it. I watched a local Virginia kid, Ryan Ellis, make his first Sprint Cup debut.
We worked on his father's bike a couple times.
Yeah, he worked on his dad's bike a couple times, mm-hmm. So his father rides. I don't think Ryan does, but Ryan Ellis, a local Virginia kid, you know, he didn't do bad, rain short and race and all this kind of stuff, mm-hmm. So... You know, I mean, he didn't really have a great car, but he didn't wreck anybody, which is against what I told him. I said, if you can't win, you wreck somebody famous.
Yeah, apparently he didn't go to Danica's training class, so.
Yeah, right. You're no Danica Patrick. Yeah. But, you know, it was kind of cool to see somebody we know. I don't think you've met him, but no. I know Ken knows Ryan, mm-hmm. Sit there racing Sprint Cup. I mean, it wasn't motorcycle racing, but.
It's a pretty big thing. It's a big deal, I think.
Yeah.
For him to get, you know, but it's going to be hard for him to move up into a bigger team, I think. Very difficult.
Yeah, he doesn't have the right name. He's a little too old now.
Yeah.
He's half Oriental.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, what he should have been doing, and I told him this, is you're from Northern Virginia, your uniform should look like the Confederate flag.
There you go.
In a NASCAR race, who wouldn't sign him?
You're absolutely right. He would get a lot. He would have gotten a lot of press attention too. As it is, he's going to get none.
Right, and he literally got none. That and they had like 42 hours of rain delay for the race.
Yeah,
because NASCAR ain't like motorcycle racing. They're wussies. They won't race in the rain.
They're terrible.
And you know, and they one thing I will say, and this is one of the reasons I hated when NASCAR was in charge of AMA Pro Road Racing, is because they had more than that. They had 7 hours of TV time that they wasted showing the same stories instead of showing us some of the young and up and coming guys, give them a push.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and that's kind of what they did with AMA. They never gave the young guys a push.
Right, right.
So that's kind of what I did.
Okay, well, that's not bad stuff to do. It was kind of a tough weekend because when both the World Superbike and MotoGP seasons are over with, it's kind of like, well, what do I care to watch? I mean, you know, I watched a little bit of NFL and
I did watch Giants punt on the game.
Some of NASCAR. I had to keep coming to check back on it every couple hours to see the stupid race was going to start.
Right.
You know, but other than that, didn't get to do much of anything else.
And Coughlin must go.
On a lecture.
Coughlin must go.
For those who don't know what that means, Phil's talking about the coach of the Giants, who apparently likes to give games away in the last few minutes.
We'd be 9-1 or whatever.
It's a habit. Right, I wonder if he's being paid.
He's won two Super Bowls, so he's trying.
Oh, he's won two Super Bowls, but he's lost a lot of games over that time. So
he's aggravated Giants fans nonstop.
Especially Phil. Phil's his number one fan.
I hate that
guy. But he only uses one finger to point that.
Yeah, I do. A specific finger.
Anyways, when we get back, Warren is going to kick us off with some news. Warren, you want to tease up what you're going to talk about in your first story?
Sons of Anarchy. New stuff.
Sons of Anarchy. Hard to imagine.
They're rewriting the last three episodes. Yes!
I'm actually watching Sons of Anarchy from the beginning to the end.
Stop. Right now. Stop with three episodes to go.
Thanks, Phil. All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side. Don't go away.
The Doghouse.
Hello, everybody.
I really enjoy that music. I'm about to get the copy of this one. This is the one of our rotations. This is the one I like.
Do you know what it is?
No, not a clue.
Okay. Well, how are you going to get a copy of it?
I'm going to have to ask you for it, or Bill, or somebody. Just jam on that. Bring it up.
If it stops Warren from talking, I'm all for it.
All right. Well, we said we're going to talk about a little bit about Sons of Anarchy and something brand new that's come out. I found this just seconds before the show started, so you guys are hearing about it almost as soon as I am.
Okay.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, well, it is. It is.
Well, in 2 days and 10 minutes, the contest will end.
2 days and 10 minutes from today.
From right now.
Which is Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. So, 10 days and 2 days and 10
also
hours.
Also known as Night of the Bastard Executioner.
That's true.
Not that great of a show.
I've
kind of punted on
it. No, I like it.
I actually prefer Limitless over The Bastard Executioner. And Limitless sucks.
I do too. And it's not good either.
But I kind of want to bang the detective chick in Limitless.
Yeah, but I want to bang the Baroness in Bastard Executioner.
She's not that hot at all.
Oh, I like her.
Oh. Well, that explains why you have 15 wives, ex-wives.
All right, well, getting back to Sons of Anarchy, they're going to have a reunion ride. And they're going to do it for a cause for the...
Who gets to ride behind Juice? I just want to know.
Juice isn't on this particular ride.
Juice is not on the ride. How's it a reunion?
Well, it's just a small reunion.
Only the characters that live to the end.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, good point.
Is it?
Nope. Jackson's going to be there.
Well, I don't think he died because he's Jesus, right?
No, isn't we that don't what know we, last we don't really know if he died. You we assume he did.
No, you don't die in CGI. I've already checked that out.
CGI isn't real. Well, in the 80s.
This is contest is the earn money for the One Heart Source, which I'm going to have to read this to you because it's hard to believe that anyone actually wrote something like this. The One Heart Source mission is to build environments within marginalized populations that promote a comprehensive approach to eliminating a gap between those who have access to bettering their lives and those who do not.
Yeah, if that's not clear enough, it's basically for some charity organization.
Yes.
Good enough.
But what's going to happen, though, is you get the Jax, Bobby, Tig, and Chibs, which is, you know, Charlie Hunnam, Kim, Tommy, and Boone, are going to be part of this ride.
Actually, the only one I like in that is Bobby.
And
Fat Bobby. Elvis.
You don't like Chibs?
Yeah. Not really.
Okay. Chibs is okay. Chibs is okay. All right.
But Bobby was my favorite of the whole gang.
Yeah, and then they made him into JPP. too soon.
Too soon.
Sorry.
But you're going to get to go ride with them. If you win the contest, they'll fly you out. They'll put you up in a hotel for two, and then you get to go for a ride and lunch with the...
Fly you out to where?
Well, I haven't got there yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm making the assumption it's Los Angeles.
You're making the assumption?
I'm making the assumption because I haven't seen it where it is yet. So, but for a $10 donation, you'll get 100 chances to win. If you
so they value Sons of Anarchy the same way I do
by
now.
By a buck.
10 cents. Ten cents a minute.
Yeah, right.
If you donate $25, you get 250 chances to win, and you get a ride SOA reunion ride digital thank you card.
Ooh!
Wow.
For $50, you get 500 chances to win, and Kim will send you a personalized thank you video.
He won't bed your transsexual girlfriend.
yeah. But now, if they said Boy Crowder and his big boobs were going to be there, I'd be like, hey, I'd go to that.
For $100, you get 1,000 chances, and you get a reunion tour campaign T-shirt that says Sam Crow Reunion Tour.
Or
around a motorcycle wheel.
Which, or you can wait a few weeks and buy it at Walmart.
You can do that too.
Yeah. Right.
For $250, you get 2,500 chances to win, and you get the same thing, but in a zip-up hoodie.
More importantly, the show will be out Tuesday night. I'll make sure it's up. So if you hear this by Wednesday and enter and win, you need to email us. Hit Warren at ntnradio.com.
Yeah, we want credit.
Let us know, because we want some credit out of that.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, I guess if you're a big fan of the show, which I was till the last three episodes.
Yeah, the last three was what kind of went downhill. Looking for an ending for something they didn't have an ending for.
No, the problem is that we still watched because we all had to know how it was going to end because we had bets. We all had bets. Right.
And then it was like they just ruined it.
Right.
Now, if you want to spend $2,500 and get 25,000 chances to win, you will get a full series DVD set plus Season 7 poster signed by Charlie, Kim, Tommy, and Boone, which is Jax, Bobby, Tig, and Chibs. So,
still would rather have it signed by Boyd Crowder.
Still thinking I'd rather be with the women from Sons of Anarchy than these guys.
Oh, I didn't scroll down far enough.
Oh!
Maybe it's coming.
For $5,500.
For $5,000, you get 50,000 chances to win, and you get a custom ring designed by Kim and the Speakeasy original plus Season 4 poster signed by the crew.
Okay, that's enough right there not to do that one, okay. Who wants a ring designed by Kim Coates?
It's got the anarchy symbol in the center.
and a penis.
Nice. Oh, so and a penis, right.
And a penis.
Yeah.
And if you want to really spend some, again, I haven't scrolled all the way down. So for $7,500, you get 75,000 chances to win. You get a final script signed by the crew. There's only three of these left.
Yeah.
For $10,000
and do you get to show up on Pawn Stars the week afterwards to sell it?
You could.
Yeah.
For $10,000.
Oh my God, that would be the best thing to do this.
You get two shows for the price of one.
Yeah, but you've already got $7,500 invested, so.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of tough to get that back for the.
For a script.
So for $10,000, you can, which gets you 100,000 chances to win, you get an exclusive FX gift donated by Kim, replica SOA guest tank signed by the crew. And it actually looks pretty nice. It's a little mini. It's a mini gas tank on a plaque with the Sons of Anarchy. You know,
you've just spent $10,000 for a gas tank. Cool,
a mini gas tank.
Oh, it's not even a real gas tank. $10,000.
Only one left. So if you want it, you need to get on it quick.
There could only be one. You still spent $10,000 for a mini gas tank.
I'm going to sound like a jerk for a minute. No, I'm going to sound like a jerk for a few minutes.
I was saying, how's that different from any other
minute? It doesn't. But, you know, people buy these things and they think, oh, this is going to be so cool and I'm going to get to hang out with them and we're going to be boys. And that never really happens.
No, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't. Now, I'll tell you what. The year, remember they were at a Timonium show?
Yeah, some of them.
Right? Some of them. The year they were at the Timonium show and stuff, like the people who paid all the money to meet him and stuff kind of got screwed over because it was $100 for autographs and pictures and stuff. Had you been in the vendor like waiting room area and stuff there? I actually like talked to Bobby for a long time there and stuff. You know, I mean, he's a big Civil War dude. You know, like really big into the history.
He looks like he's from the Civil War.
Yeah, well, he looks more like Fat Elvis. But I don't know, $10,000 for a chance to ride with people that'll never be famous again.
Hey, don't forget the mini gas tank.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you can go for the mini gas tank, but you can also go for a $10,000 donation. You get another 100,000 chances for a lunch with Kim.
I haven't heard the mentioning of any of the ladies from Sons of Anarchy.
Here you go. Not
any
who are I'll in make here. A sweeter deal for. $5,000, you can buy 100 million tickets to the Doghouse Raffle, and you can sit there and call into the show, and we will actually talk to you live on the show.
Right.
And I will send you an autographed tank.
Yep, we've got one.
I got plenty of autographed tanks.
That's right.
Old motorcycle things, I got tons of them. And I'll send you a set of handlebars.
Here you go.
And some sprockets.
And it won't be no stinking mini tank. We'll send you a
Listen, I got this really cool sprocket. We'll all sign it. Warren, Ken, me. Probably not Durker because he's too good for us. But
not,
we'll all sign
it. It's not gold-plated, so of course not.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, I'll send you a gold-painted gas tank with a autograph from a dead football player on it. How's that?
It'd be some nice people if might actually kill like the that. Football player, but yeah.
What? What'd you say, Phil?
Yeah, he accused you of a crime. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, this is for the. If you go to omaze.com, omaze.com, and now you have 2 days, 10 hours, and 26 minutes left to do this.
More importantly, if you're a Doghouse listener and you win, you got to tell us.
That's all we got to do. We gave you the information. You enter. We get
if
a chance.
If you got $10,000 to spend on
That's just because I'm gonna. I just want to know who it is. So I can email them every week and be like, "You could have been the. It could have been the Doghouse brought to you by Joe Schmo."
Right. Yeah.
I was gonna say, that same $10,000.
If you had the $10,000 to get that
instead of get snuffed.
And you didn't go to www.patreon.com/NTN. Shame on you.
Right.
Yeah. Then we could use that. Well, if you go with the lowest amount that they're willing to take. Which is $10, the base level donation.
There you go.
You do that to us, we'll be very happy for at least a week.
Right. Yeah, you sponsor the show for 10 weeks.
There you go. You give us $10, we'll give you the world.
Yeah, we're you know, think about it. We do more charitable work in the studio than I'm sure they do.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
I'm sure those guys are getting paid to be there.
Oh, there's no question they're being
there's
paid.
There's no doubt those guys are getting paid to be there.
$10,000 a pop for some of these things.
None of the girls that were in the social club there. Huh?
Yeah, none of the hookers.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if any of those ladies actually ride. They never, not any of them rode.
Oh, they rode.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, they rode.
I was going to say, who cares about any of that? That's not important.
That's just sad. But funny.
Mm-hmm.
But true.
All right. We done beating this one to death?
Yeah. I think so. Go for the mini gas tank. All right.
Yeah. Or lunch with Kim, either one. Lunch with Tig.
I don't think so because I know where his mouth's been. So.
Around a peener.
That's right.
All right. Well, you know, all wives are the same. Doesn't really matter.
Don't have any. Ken, can I borrow one of yours for this story?
I was going to say, there's no way that's true. Okay.
That coming from a guy with one wife.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
yeah.
Put it this way. For the purpose of this story, many wives are the same.
Ken? Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know. Speaking from actual experience on the many side, I'm sorry, I can only suspend reality so much, but go ahead.
Well, just because you're the future king of England does not mean you get to do what you want.
Why not?
Well, it turns out that Prince William and his brother both love riding motorcycles.
That's true.
That is true. Yep.
We've seen that many times. You know, Prince William even spent the night before his wedding scooting around London on his Ducati 1198. Mm-hmm. And he's still riding to some extent. But Princess Kate is not happy about his riding. When asked if William is still riding, she said, "He was, but it always fills me with horror when he goes out on it." So she's not a happy camper.
Yeah, well, you know what? She should take a lesson from Prince Philip.
Well,
marriages are not permanent. She doesn't like it. You know, she can go be an ex-princess.
His family don't have exactly the best track record with being on vehicles at night in London.
No, I'm sure if he's on his Ducati, he stays out of tunnels.
Okay.
But Kate also has some backup. His father, Charles, doesn't want him riding either. But he's not giving it up. He says he's going to keep riding. And his two-year-old son just got a gift from an electric motorcycle company, wasn't Mission, by the way, of a mini electric bike.
Yeah, well, your grandkids have a mini bike, right?
Or yeah, something? But they're not royals.
Yeah, that's okay.
Kate says he's not going
we
to
We don't
drive.
Believe in royals in this country. This is America. We don't have
I
royals.
I don't know how the royals won the World Series.
Exactly, and we don't believe that either. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? We don't believe in that. You know, my sister gets in all that stuff, and I'm like, if you like that S so much, move there. I don't care about the Prince of England, the Queen of England, you know, any of that stuff. That don't mean nothing
well,
to
speaking
me.
Speaking of the Queen,
well,
she actually rides motorcycles, or used to ride motorcycles herself.
Yeah, I don't think she's been on one in a
while. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But her husband, Prince Philip, or... Yeah, I can see his prince. King, prince Philip.
Whatever.
Yeah. He actually sponsored some race teams back
really?
In the day.
Yeah.
Owlman TT.
Speaking of the Owlman TT, have either one of you guys caught the, and I think it's already been canceled. It was a real short run. This guy supposedly is the king of the Isle of Man. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah. From Frederick, Maryland, just a few short miles from where I live.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Guy from Frederick, Maryland found out that he's actually... The lone descendant of the king of the Isle of Man.
Yes, some guy.
Why have we not brought this guy into the studio and get Isle of Man to take us there?
Well, I don't know. I think he lives over there now, right?
No, he still lives in Frederick.
Oh, I thought he moved
Warren,
over there.
Your job.
I didn't find out about him until about 2 weeks ago is when I first heard about
this. Yeah, I think
this.
It was like...
I'm sure he's drunk in some bar in Frederick.
I think the show lasted like all four episodes, something like that.
Oh, it was a show?
Yeah, it was an actual show.
Oh, I didn't. I just heard about it in a news story.
Who cares? Warren, I want him in studio. We've never had the king of anything in studio.
He could invite us.
We had a few queens.
He could invite us as
royal guests.
As royal guests.
Emissaries to the Isle of Man. Right, and we could all go to the Isle of Man for free.
Right.
Well, the story I read said that some genealogist in England tracked him down. Came over here, talked to him about it, said he was the king of man.
Right.
You're the king of men. I would just have a big shirt. I'm the king of man.
I've had several wives tell me that.
That was a joke, though.
Yes, it was.
They were laughing when they said it. But he also said that when the word got out back on the Isle of Man that he was the king.
They were upset.
They were not happy campers.
They were not happy. They were not happy. We don't want one of these stupid Americans over there running our country. It's not a country.
Yeah, and he's from Maryland, so you know they were not happy at all.
No, that's right.
You
can't be too bright.
Well, Maryland, named after Queen Mary, so, you know, it kind of fits. He's a king. She was a queen.
Isle of Man. See, I didn't even know it had a king at one point.
I'm sure it did. After, the Vikings probably set one up somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Could be. But that was real interesting, and then you just brought that up.
Yeah. I know.
Time means everything.
It just fit right in. Made me think of it.
I just want to say this, that Warren, your new job is to get that guy in studio.
I'll see if I can find the article again, and then I will track him down. I'll see what I can do. I don't know if it's...
Be like, listen, we like the Isle of Man. Listen, if he takes us over, I will help lead a revolution
so
to put him back on the throne.
Neither one of you saw any episodes?
No, I never heard of it.
Oh, really? You should take a look. I think it was on TLC. It was kind of
The Learning Channel?
Yeah. And I think it was kind of it was a little bit entertaining, but apparently only four episodes entertaining.
Well, he probably ran out of money to finance it. He probably was like, oh, I'm going to use the treasure, then realize Ireland's pretty much broke.
He was,
except during Owl Man season.
I think it's pretty much broke then.
And the guy, I think, was a service manager at Harley Dealer?
He definitely needs to be on the show.
No, I don't think he will. I will find
out. He's a service manager at some dealership.
It did say service manager in the article I read, but it didn't say what. It didn't say a car dealership, motorcycle. It just said a service manager.
Yeah, he is a service manager somewhere. I don't remember the details.
But if it is the Harley dealership up there, I know the guy.
You might. Yeah, you might.
No, I do. I do know the service manager up
there. What's his name? I'll tell you if it's him.
Tim. Okay. Tim.
That could be. Tim what? Do you know his last name?
No, off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
I could look it up, but
David is this guy's name. So anyways.
All right.
So, yeah.
Anyway. So, never mind.
He's an auto repairman. David Drew Howe.
He's a service manager at a dealer.
It just says he's an auto repairman.
Oh, whatever that means. An auto repairman.
Well, see, we don't even know if he'd be loud on the Owl Man during the TT.
No, I know. On the first show, they actually do say he's a service manager somewhere. So, and they were letting him take time off the dealership to specifically go check this out. Anyway.
Now, we just got a couple minutes for the next break, so I got a real short one to cover here. There's an update on the Full Throttle Saloon, and you said that there's no way he's going to rebuild it unless he get a TV show.
TV show's coming back?
1st of December, TV show's coming back.
Yeah, and didn't I not say that what they were going to do is the TV show's going to be all around rebuilding of it now?
Well, there's going to be 4 or 5 episodes initially. And the first one's going to cover leading up to the Sturgis Rally.
Okay.
The second one's going to be about the Sturgis Rally. The third one's going to be about the fire. And then the fourth one is supposedly the aftermath of the fire and him deciding if he's going to reopen it.
This was all leftover footage that they had for the most part.
Well, no, they filmed they have for the past several years filmed it, mm-hmm. you know, preceding right. and leading into it. So they have it for later in the fall to show
it. Right.
And it's changing channels. It used to be on True TV. Now it's going to be on Destination America.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, it's one of the Discovery Channel channels.
Okay.
So, I guess we'll find out shortly if the Full Throttle Saloon, which used to be the largest biker bar in the world, is going to come back or not.
This is how they're going to fund it, right?
This is only a 4 or 5 episode show.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. They make, you know, who knows?
So maybe they'll find out they're also the King of Ireland Man, too.
Oh, they can merge the two together.
Yeah, the King of the Full Throttle Saloon. Yeah. Right. I like that. That sounds even better.
When we come back, we're going to talk about something we talked about a few weeks ago, Mission Motorcycles, and we found out who killed them.
Oh, we are going to find out who killed them?
We found out who killed them.
I'm gonna say the last name was Wandell. That's just my guess, okay?
Nope.
Howie Mandel did not kill them in the studio with a billy club.
Stick around, we'll be right back. We're back. Hope you missed us. And if you didn't,
Only gone for like a tenth of a second. Right.
Well, hey.
If you missed us, you have problems. Check yourself into a hospital.
You should have missed us all week long. Well, as we went out, I was talking about Mission Motorcycles. We talked about them a few weeks ago. Mission's the electric bike company that had been drawing comparisons to Tesla, and they shut their doors in May. And this is
Rather suddenly, too,
yes. This is a direct result of Apple Computer.
No, never mind.
Yeah, I knew Steve Jobs was behind it.
Steve Jobs is the devil.
According to insiders at Mission, Apple stole several of their top engineering talent, and they just couldn't recover from it.
Oh, for the Apple car.
For the Apple car.
Apple stole Apple stole something? Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Ask Microsoft and Xerox to tell them all about it.
Yeah. You can't trust Apple. Anybody who has Apple stuff is just a criminal. You're aiding and abetting.
Yeah. Although Apple's never acknowledged that it was building an electric car, for some reason they've been taking a lot of electrical engineers from companies like Ford, Mercedes.
It's like one of the worst kept secrets ever.
Yeah. Kind of like the Apple Watch, right?
It's right.
Some close to Mission Motors said it had reached a point of no return by last fall when departures to Apple and other companies accelerated after a long struggle to find funding. So, you know, they were having some struggles. But according to the CEO, Derek Kaufman, the company had a key investor lined up until that investor found out that Apple had poached a couple employees.
I want to start a hashtag, Apple, why do you hate clean energy?
Yeah. No, they're making an Apple. The Apple car is going to be electric. Yeah, but
there are more people drive motorcycles than cars.
No, that's not true. Nice try, though, Phil.
but I had like my fingers crossed when I said that. Yes.
But I don't understand. They already had production, right? So these engineers were critical to future development, right?
Oh, wait. I also heard that Lee Khan bought like a stock and named himself to the board of directors there. So that explains why they're not coming out with a bike, too.
Yeah, so according to the CEO, Kaufman thinks the company could have carried on if it had not lost these key employees, which undermined the efforts to raise funds.
Is that what happened to Modus, too? Like, they went back to like the BMW dealership they worked at?
Modus is still in business.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know?
Mission had a great group of engineers. You interrupted me right in the mid-sentence of that one. Mission had a great group of engineers, specifically electric drive experience. Apple knew that, they wanted it, and they went and got it.
Well, did that mean they already tried Tesla? Because Tesla obviously has more appropriate technical knowledge than Mission, who had yet to produce an actual deliverable motorcycle, and Tesla's been delivering cars for, 4 years?
Longer than that.
Longer than that now.
It's about 4 years.
No, closer to 8.
Really?
Yeah, I think 08 was when they started delivering. Now I got to look that up, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Because they've been around. I've seen Teslas around for a while.
Okay.
Other Mission employees had also been jumping ship, but not as key as the individuals as ones that Apple stole. They had went to Tesla, Harley Davidson, and a few other companies, but Apple had grabbed.
Why would they go to Harley? Harley says they're not building an electric bike.
No, they are building.
No, Harley's building electric bikes. Internally. They just don't have any electric technology.
They don't have any electricity.
Right.
Got hand crank generators from 1903.
Right.
Kaufman and Apple recruiters began circling Mission as it was trying to raise money for this final round. Kaufman said, as I mentioned earlier, you know, they had an investor, but the moment they found out that these key employees were gone, he pulled his money out.
I don't get that. I'm sorry, but there are plenty other engineers that have experience in the electric vehicle field out there. Why would these people be enough that an investor would?
Well, you know, I couldn't tell you that either.
Unless Mission was stupid and these guys held the patents.
Well, that could be possible, too.
2009.
They deserve to be out of business.
Tesla delivered their first 147 cars in 2009.
So 6 years.
Yeah. Now, San Francisco-based Mission is not the first company to run up against Apple's auto ambitions. Tesla's Motors CEO Elon Musk has publicly chided the iPhone maker for trying to poach engineers from Tesla.
Yeah, see, now that makes sense. So he's just smarter than the people at Mission was. He was able to thwart their attempts to steal his employees.
Yeah. In February, electric car battery manufacturer A123 Systems sued Apple for trying to poach some of its top engineers.
How do you sue someone for that?
It's illegal to do that.
It's illegal to try and hire somebody's employees? Why?
It depends on the agreements they have. It is.
Well, if they have non-competes, but you can go after them if they go, right? If they go to a competing company.
Yeah, I'm not sure that you can stop them ahead of time.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, in Apple's dictatorship of a world, you never know.
Well, that is true.
A123 and Apple later settled for undisclosed amount.
Meaning that Apple admitted they had done that.
Well, they paid off so they wouldn't have to admit that they did it, more likely.
Right. Well, that's what companies that have unlimited money do.
Yeah. Mission Motors had no more luck with its third-party business model because, you know, as you mentioned when you were talking about the story, they were trying to sell you know, some of their key inventions and some of the things.
Right.
You know, they had no luck with their third-party business model. Although they had struck deals with Harley Davidson and others, none of the contracts are paying off enough to keep them in business without the key investor. So, all you Apple fans out there, you guys killed an electric motorcycle.
So, think about that when you're driving your Apple iCar.
Or you're listening to us on your iPad, which we appreciate.
Right. That's right.
But Mission Motors don't.
We appreciate everybody that listens to this show.
Oh, Kendall.
We don't understand why.
The words of Ken Kaplan do not reflect those of the management at ntnradio.com. That's pretty bad.
So what do you think about that, Ken? One of your favorite companies is Kill the Motorcycle Company.
Well, Apple will definitely not be one of my favorite companies. Okay, that's for sure. It's Phil's favorite company. I know it that. Is. Phil has owned everything Apple has ever produced.
Yes. I have an Apple crook phone.
Phil even has eye shorts.
I moved to Winchester, Virginia because they are known for apples.
Yeah, Phil actually lives in an eye house, I think.
Right? I do. I live in an eye house.
Yes, that's right.
Because somebody, you know what? I could tell you part of my weekend story about my eye house, but we'll get over it.
But, you know, my thinking is that just getting a couple employees post shouldn't be enough to bring your company down. So that tells me they had other issues.
Well, we knew they did because you talked about them in your article. Yeah, so they had other issues.
Right. I think that's like a lame excuse. They probably were able to poach employees because the employees probably thought the company was about to go under.
Yeah.
And right? That's what happens.
Usually rats get off the sinking ship.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
And if you went to work for Apple, you're a rat. I think that's what we get out of this whole story.
Probably a well-paid rat, though.
Are you?
Yeah.
He steals everything else. I bet. You know.
Who's he?
You know, Apple is one of the big one percenters.
Who's he, by the way?
Dead Steve Jobs.
He steals a lot of employees.
Well, he did before.
Right. He's stealing them from the crypt.
Cyborg Steve Jobs still does.
They don't call him Steve Jobs down there.
They call him Steve
Beelzebub. Steve Beelzebub.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, do you guys know that the Ducati Monster, you've heard of it before?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have seen the Ducati Monster. It's very scary looking.
Well, I can tell you what, the 2016 Monster 1200R sounds freaking impressive. And it has, from the headlight back, looks pretty nice. Mm-hmm. And you can see a picture of it in this week's post.
The existing Monster is a bad looking bike. Yeah.
Now, the way they've done the new headlight in the front of it, I'll talk about it in a little bit, but...
Does it have a beak?
You mean the Ducati V-Rod.
That's why Warren likes it, because there's no beak.
You know, now that you put it that way, it does kind of have like a V-Rod.
There was this big thing. Ducati's now in the cruiser bike thing, and there's a guy who is local here that is a big Ducati. He does like artwork for Ducati and
Ducatista.
Stuff. And he had it all up there. Yeah, the Turista or whatever it is. And I was like, oh, wow, look, it's the Ducati V-Rod. And he was like, why you got to be like that? I'm like, because it looks like a V-Rod.
It does a little bit. Except the front end looks like it's been smashed in a little bit.
Yeah, well,
like it ran into a wall for a moment.
Yeah, it doesn't look that much different than the 2015 version. I'm sorry.
Well, it doesn't, but I do like it a little bit better. He's got a couple subtle things. But listen to some of the specs for the new 2016 1200R.
Harley sounding exhaust. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
It makes 10% more horsepower, doing 160 horses at 9,200 RPMs, 5% more torque, 97 at 7,700 RPM. So that's a little bit of a bump up.
Right. It's probably heavier than it was in 2015.
Actually, it's 4 pounds lighter.
Okay.
Yeah, 397 pounds wet. And they've made it a little bit higher. I couldn't find out any specs on how much higher, but so they can get a higher lean angle now because it has a taller stance.
Right. It is definitely taller, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. I can see that in the pictures.
Suspension-wise, it now has a 48-millimeter titanium nitride-coated front forks. And a fully adjustable rear shock, although I think the front forks might be a little bit bigger than last year, but I think the rear shock's the same. Now, here's some of the stuff that, you know, one of these items I've never heard of before, so I'm not really sure what it does or why they do it, I guess is really said. The Ducati safety package, which includes ABS, traction control, and lift control.
Well, you know what lift control is, right? Just it's like wheelie control,
yeah,
is, man.
Yeah, wheelie down.
Right.
Yeah, but... why would you ever use that with one of these bikes? That's the main purpose of having it.
Because when you take it off and the wheel pops up, you can't turn.
Right, exactly. If you're taking off real fast from a light, then it'll actually cut the throttle a little bit to keep you from lifting the front wheel off the ground, which gets you a lot of attention. That usually means you get a lot of tickets, too.
Well, yeah, you got a point there. Now, the
wheelie is a great way to get a ticket on the street.
Yeah, that's
great.
Well, with my Harley, I don't really have that much of a problem.
No, I don't think that's too much of a problem with what you ride.
I do get it off the ground, you know, front end about an inch and a half, three inches occasionally.
Speed bumps don't count. Okay, sorry.
The safety package also includes three Ducati riding modes. Sport, which I think we understand what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Touring, which I don't know why you'd have a touring mode for this bike.
Because it looks like it's a... I mean,
it's a touring bike.
It's a sort of a touring bike.
I mean, they brought it up. Sort of,
if you squint your eyes and
pretend you can put bags on it. But it probably is just to give you a softer ride for regular riding, you know?
And then it has urban mode.
Urban mode.
It plays rap music and it lowers.
It's got machine guns that come out.
It lowers. The front end stretches out. The rim starts spinning independently. Yeah, it's like
urban mode. Boom, boom.
Low rider
style.
Does
it come out in protest? Is that what happens? You put it in urban mode?
Yeah.
Urban mode is the only mode that cuts the power down to 100 horsepower.
Okay.
Yeah, so right. It makes all bikes equal.
That's right.
Ducati lives matter.
That's right.
Sorry.
And in the urban mode, the rider can also customize the wheel spin.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you right there, man. Dookie dookie rims.
8 levels of wheel spin is available in the urban mode.
And in urban mode, newsflash. Urban mode does come with the lights inside the chassis to turn on. Purple and LED pinks and purples.
What are different levels of wheel spin?
I don't know, and I couldn't find anything on
it. Well, they're decreasing it. It's so that you can't do burnouts light to light.
Do they have multiple levels of it? So you can burn short, burn a little longer, burn a little longer.
It's like your blunts. Right, you're in the city. You don't want to. Maybe that's what it's for. It's like, yeah, we don't want you burning that long. Sorry.
Smoke them if you got them.
Wow.
You know what? To the listeners, we
smoke
just lost.
Fatty.
First time anybody's actually equated a motorcycle with a blunt.
Okay. Thank you.
Actually, it's not. When you go to the beach rallies, they're saying smoke a fatty all the time.
Okay.
And they're not talking about, you know, I guess it could be.
They're talking wide rear tires.
Yeah, possibly.
Possibly. They might be talking about an obese person. Smoke them.
Okay, braking is controlled by twin radially mounted M50 monoblock calipers, mm-hmm. 330-millimeter disc, same as you find on the 1229. In the back, they got a 25-millimeter disc. The Monster will be offered in Ducati Red with R badging, or... thrilling black with R badging and a dark chrome frame.
It is a thrilling black.
Thrilling black.
Like, ooh, I'm so excited. And it's super.
And the thrilling black comes with black chrome frame and wheels.
Black chrome frame. A frame. I see the
it's
frame.
It's the Ducati V-Rod, I tell you.
I think you got a good point there.
It does have a lot of similarities to a V-Rod. The seat changes the look a little bit, though.
Yeah. And like I said, I think overall it looks pretty nice, except the way
they
got the
Ducati V-Rod.
But the way they got the headlight mount, if you look at it from the front, or a little bit from an angle from the front, it does look like it ran into a wall. It looks like it's been shortened up a little bit.
Because they don't have a big, long road.
I'm looking at it. I don't, you know. It's a honking headlight. That's one thing.
It is a huge headlight.
What are you calling honky?
What? Hey. We just said Ducati lives matter. Stop it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Ducati lives do matter.
They do.
Okay. That was my final comment. Okay. Just so you know. I just let you know. I have nothing else to say at this point.
Well, you probably will in a moment. Because I have more Ducati news.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I mean, oh, yay.
Yesterday or today, I can't remember which one it was because the days run together sometimes. Ducati had its big unveiling of all the new models for this year. Uh-huh. And one of the things they put out on their big screenshot behind their CEO or whoever's doing the presentation was Ducati has a huge piece of news. For the first time ever, they have made the top 10 of sales of bikes.
Thank you, Audi.
Thank you, Audi.
Oh, it's Audi. There's no question about
it. Yeah, that definitely helped. But the number, they've made the list at number 10, and it's not with the Monster. It's not with any of their big sport bikes.
Scrambler.
It's the Scrambler.
I know it. Scrambler's the coolest bike they build, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And that's why everybody's starting to copy it now, too. BMW and some of the other companies.
Yeah, because they apparently have learned from Apple.
Yes. Well, look, Durka works at BMW, has Apple stuff.
Yep,
see exactly. The connection?
Yep, absolutely.
One percenter.
Yep, one percenter.
Yeah, see that?
So number 10 on the list was the Ducati Scrambler. Number 9 on the top 10 sales list, the Yamaha MT's 09 Tracer, which is kind of the adventure version of the MT-09.
No, that clears it right up.
Oh, well, glad you said that.
Well, yeah, you know, it's just a Yamaha adventure type bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, adventure touring right, bike. So yep.
Number eight was the Harley Davidson XL883, the little sporty. Mm-hmm. Number seven, I thought you guys had some more comments about this.
No, I mean, that's kind of where the 883 falls all the time.
Yeah.
It's a bargain bike.
Yamaha, the MT-09, which is the sport bike version of the MT-09 Tracer.
Ooh! Mm. Oh, sorry.
Mm. Okay. Wait, wow. I don't want to sound too excited by this.
I'm sorry.
All right. The next one on the list is the HD Harley-Davidson XL 1200, the bigger sporty.
Right.
Again, because it's in that same mix. So right now, you are looking at about the same price from the number 10 Scrambler through the number 6 Sporty 1200. They're all around that, you know, $6,000 to $8,000 range.
The Scrambler is cooler than all of them, but anyway, go ahead.
I will have to agree with that. It is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, the next one on the list, number 5, was the Harley-Davidson Road Glide. And this is the first year it's been back in 2 years. I think it's closed out. Yeah, 2 years ago, they shut the Road Glide down. Mm-hmm. And this is the first year it's been back. Followed into number 4 position by the Yamaha MT-07, which is the smaller version of the 09. You know, wow. You got the 09's, 850s.
Small, yeah, it's a smaller.
And the 07 is a 700.
Engine. It's not really a smaller bike.
Yeah. Number 3 on the list of bestsellers was the BMW R1200. No surprise.
Perpetually a bestseller.
Yeah, you know, always in the top 3.
Mm-hmm.
Top number 1 was the Electric Glide Harley Davidson, and I bet you can't.
That's what do they call it? Oh, Geezer Glide.
Yeah. All right, I got one. So
yes,
shut the
I
hell
know
up.
You do.
Just shut. So, what do you think's the number 1 best-selling bike from the last year? If number 10 was a Scrambler and your standbys, the mid-range.
I don't know, but you haven't mentioned a Honda, so I'm going to go with a Honda.
I would have thought the same thing,
yeah,
but it wasn't.
Some Suzuki.
No.
No, it can't be Suzuki. They don't actually produce bikes.
Oh. Modus! It's the Modus!
Wait a minute. No,
they were number 11. They were number 11.
More likely Pluto will become a planet again. Okay.
Free Pluto.
Yeah.
All right. It's the Street Glide. The Harley-Davidson Street
really?
Glide. And
really?
By the chart, which is in this week's post, if you go to Doghouse.
No, ntnradio.com.
First of all, I have struggled where do these numbers come from?
Well, if you go look at the pictures on the post, you'll see it's Ducati's numbers, and they get it from...
This is from Ducati. So, in other words, they've been paid... Harley-Davidson has paid off Ducati. You could tell me the top best-selling bikes in the U.S. This is U.S., right?
I had to assume it's the U.S.
That Honda is not one of them, and they are the largest motorcycle
manufacturer
in the world.
Well, these are all street bikes. Remember, these are street bikes.
Remember in China when they had the tsunami... Or Japan, whatever. It doesn't matter. Yeah. The tsunami, they no longer built Hondas anymore. Remember?
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Well, but if you look at the picture that has the guy, the Ducati CEO or present, you know, presenter,
mm-hmm.
they have the little bar chart to show it. And it blew me away that the Street Glide sold more than like the BMW, the Road Glide, the Electric Glide combined.
I can't believe that there are 3 Harley-Davidson models that outsell every Honda. Does that not make sense to you?
It kind of didn't, but you know,
I'm going to go back to largest motorcycle manufacturer in the world. Period.
This is a sample. This is a group of street bikes, not all bikes.
Yeah, well,
not scooters.
I understand. That's true. That Honda
if
doesn't
you
make a
all,
bunch of scooters. They make a bunch of street bikes too.
Yeah, I was surprised as well.
That's
but,
okay,
but. You know,
especially since you got some expensive bikes on that list.
Yeah, the Street Glide.
The Street Glide and the Ultra Glide are both not cheap bikes.
No. Well, both those two models run about $20,000 each.
Yeah, so there are a whole bunch of Hondas out there that are street bikes that can be had for $10,000, half that price. And it's outselling all of them. Okay, I'm calling shenanigans right here. Right here and now. Shenanigans officially, mark it down. This is
it's in the book as shenanigans from Ken.
Yep.
Like the Irish shenanigans, not like the Deep South shenanigans.
Where's the nearest Ducati dealership? We need to go there and get their numbers and find out how they come up with it.
Probably out in, where is the...
Winchester.
Duck Pond, right. Yeah, Winchester. So
we have to go there and find out. Well, Phil, you go there and find out. Practically my backyard.
I'm not sure I'm welcome there.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing this once before about.
Did he cause plumbing issues there too?
Yeah, well, have you seen the map in Phil's house where he's got the little pinheads everywhere in the country where he's destroyed their toilets? Yeah, you can almost not read the state names because of it.
There is no Rhode Island anymore.
I was like, Rhode Island, Delaware are probably destroyed.
Those guys are gone.
Yeah, Rhode Island has been renamed Poop Island.
I know, it was named that before I ever went there. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Oh, Providence had its own name.
All right. We're going to have to go to break, and when we get back, we're going to have Phil tell us all about the racing news from the past week.
So from when I was a kid, I thought Providence was the same as a privy.
Oh, we'll take care of those listeners, too.
Yeah, all right. Goodbye, Providence.
Goodbye.
Both of you. We're back here on NTNRadio.com. This is the Doghouse.
Doghouse?
That's right, on NTNRadio.com.
That's what I said.
I know you did.
I did this right.
You did.
I'm proud of myself.
You should be.
I'm practicing for my Moto.
You should be. I want to say something that I just... I've been getting emails recently from a couple companies that are interested in buying NTNRadio.com.
Sell it. I'm sorry. Sell it?
Yeah, right. So to try and buy NTNRadio.com, and then they didn't seem to understand the whole concept of one show on a network. They didn't quite.
So all the shows.
Oh, I said they could have them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they haven't published in over a year.
Just be like, we're holding the good content.
That's right. We're waiting for a special.
We're waiting for somebody to buy the network.
Yeah.
Why waste that? Right. They can buy it. I sell it. I'll create shows. I can be Hater Nation.
It's actually a scam. I'll tell you about it later.
And BT Sports. Oh, I was going to say, I can, no, I can go hey on the PM flunkies.
It's actually a scam to get money out of you for them to represent you to try and sell it.
Yeah. Well, we have plenty of that. They're called sales.
We got our own scams. We don't need somebody else's.
We got plenty of scams.
Right.
Let's see. This week in motorcycle racing news.
Like a title for an article this week in motorcycle racing.
It does. I actually last week helped write an article for our local newspaper about motorcycle racing.
Did you really?
Of course, got no credit.
And did you get paid? Wait a minute.
Yeah, because I saw the MTN radio.
It's a Schlemiel or Schmuzzle. Which one is that?
Yeah. But anyways, let's start with the Super Prestigio. It's going to be this Saturday.
Super Prestigio of America, not to confuse the Americans.
I'm sorry. Not the real Super Prestigio, one.
That's right.
It's going to be this Saturday, but it won't be on TV till next Saturday because American television hates motorcycle racing.
Well, only NBC.
But you can go live to Las Vegas and watch it.
Or you can watch it on fanschoice.tv. Hmm. Watch it live. Watch it often. Watch it early.
Yeah. I was going to say you could send us $50 and we'll tell you where you can watch, but you gave it all away.
Oh, that's a better idea than what I had.
It's too late now.
You're the one that didn't want to sell NTNRadio.com. So.
Right.
But anyways, it will be there. They listed some of the racers. I know I saw a guy who should retire soon. There's a couple other old people, too. But Tony Elias is going to be racing. Brad Baker, Kenny Cool Breeze, Cool Breath, Cool Beth.
Well, there's some people there that are actually professional flat track
Jersey
riders,
Jake Johnson,
who have a chance. And then there's some guys Jared out there Meese, who probably haven't done.
Then there's some old guy whose grandchildren should be running, by the name of Josh Hayes. yeah, you know what? After the way he was twice, I have no problems attacking him for everything that I've always thought about him.
Yeah.
Brian Smith, Doug Lawrence, Davis Fisher, I'm sorry, Selling and Sammy Halbert, Roger Lee just Roger Hayden.
Yeah, we don't forget. He doesn't like.
He's Roger call. Without the Lee.
It's not Lee.
He's going to be ready. He should actually have a decent shot.
Yes, I would think so.
You know, and he's lighter than her. Never mind. shut up.
Yeah.
Steve Bonzi, Hammer and Hank Wiles.
Hank Wiles.
Anthony West. Wasn't he? Didn't he run in the 250s? Right. World MotoGP 250s, Moto 2 250s.
Ant West,
British Superbike champion guy. Ran British Superbike, right?
Yeah, didn't he run? Didn't he also run Moto 3?
I don't remember.
Well,
I think he ran 250s.
I mean, I heard of something he did more recent than that. So,
okay. Anyways, him, Jared Vanderkooy, Jesse Janis, who I have no idea who the hell that is. Oh, he won Peoria in GNC2. Aaron Colton, who's a sport bike freestyle champion. And they say AMA pro road racer, but I've never seen that. Andrew Luker, Justin Jones, Phil Libert, Jake Gagne. I got to pull, since JD Beach ain't going to be there, I got to pull for Jake Gagne. Or Brad the Bullet Baker.
Well, if they don't have a nickname, they don't have a chance of winning.
Jake Gagne could be Jake Don Johnson Gagne. Right.
Okay, well, you want to know something. Ant West ran in the 500cc MotoGP, 250cc, and Moto 2. And
I remember him in 250cc.
And in Moto 2.
CEV Championship, right? The European Championship.
He rode at Qatar in 2010. He won 125cc in Australia in 1998, so he's old.
And not as old as Josh Hayes, though.
he might be as old as Josh Hayes.
I doubt it.
Let's find out.
Joe Roberts, Larry Pegram announced he's going to be in. You can't win it if you ain't it. Youngster Gage McAllister, Taylor Knapp, Blake Young.
Wait a minute. What year were you born, Phil?
1972.
Oh, no. Okay, he's not as old as you. All right.
No one's as old as me, except Josh Hayes, who's probably like 10 years older than me.
Yeah. We're the same age.
Hey, Josh, if you want to come here and beat him...
You better go home, have your mommy pack you a lunch, because you'll be a while. I'll beat manners into you. Anyways. So, the Super Prestigio is coming up this Saturday. I'm looking forward to that, watching it live on the internet, because NBC Sports is... Well, I guess part of the reason they're doing it is also because they're going to be running at 9:30-ish, roughly.
Las Vegas time,
which is like past my bedtime.
Right. Yeah, the first race is at 7:30
Las Vegas time, local time,
yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, they really got to get that event to the East Coast, or at least on the East Coast time zone, like all real sports do, because... What, 95,000% of the population lives on the East Coast, and only 4 people live west of the outside of our time zone. Other news going on. Mark Marquez showed that he sandbagged it in the Valencia race.
How's that?
In testing, 2 days after the Valencia race, smashed all kinds of records and everything. Just shows you that he tanked it.
Well, he was. Well, no, I asked you a question. Was he riding the 2016?
I don't care if he was riding a scooter. He tanked it.
Okay.
Well,
I'm not going to argue with you about that. I just don't think he was riding the same bike. I can't imagine.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Does not matter. He tanked.
He just hates Mark.
It's just some logic in that.
Yeah, there is some logic in that somewhere. There wasn't. You know, I mean, testing. Well,
How did Jorge Lorenzo do in the testing in Valencia?
I don't know. I don't read anything from him anymore. He's dead to me.
I think he came in like third fastest, and he came out and said he didn't deserve that either.
Oh. And he thanked Mark Marquez for dragging him along. Right. Oh, hey, by the ears. So, that's the way it is. World Superbike announced today that they are going to make a return to Lausitzring in Germany. Lausitzring, I guess?
Lausitzring, which is, I guess, like not the sausage ring that
Yeah,
they have.
Not the sausage ring. More kind of like the, not the Nürburgring.
That Sachsen ring.
That Sachsen ring.
Sausage ring. Because they still have a lot of sausage.
And not the Nürburgring.
I'm sure they do.
Lausitz is probably like beer ring, something like that.
What did you say it was Lausitz?
Lausitz. Isn't that how you say it? Lausitz?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. L-A-U-S-I-T-Z.
I don't know. You're a lot closer to Lausitz. The Nazis than me, so.
Hey, not anymore. She died.
Oh, that's true.
Bye, Grandma. Anyways. but this is the first time they're going to be returning there since 2007. So they seem pretty psyched. If they don't lose another track, I will be happy. That brings them up to 15 rounds instead of 14.
Right, yeah.
Which was a little piddling last year.
Well, World Superbike, I thought, wasn't it already announced they are going to be dropping one of the locations from this year?
Wasn't they dropping? Well, they dropped Russia last year.
They dropped Russia last year, and then...
Did they drop America? Yeah.
Yeah, they dropped...
They dropped Indianapolis.
Right.
Yeah.
No, they were not Indy.
No. They dropped... Laguna Seca, right?
Laguna Seca. But they didn't, yeah.
I think they dropped Laguna Seca.
Yeah. Oh, well. They got to get on the stick. They should be racing, like, somewhere close to us. So, at that point, I mean, nobody goes to your races anyway, so don't worry that they don't have any stands. Oh, jerk.
At least he self-identifies.
Sorry.
We only wish we got the kind of crowds that World Superbike gets.
We only wish what?
That we got the kind of crowds that World Superbike gets.
Where?
At any of our races.
Yeah, that's true.
More people attend a single World Superbike event than every motorcycle racing event probably in the U.S. That's outside, outdoor event, other than
motocross. Because motocross brings...
Right, motocross gets good crowds.
And maybe flat track.
Supercross does pretty good, too.
Flat track has a couple big races.
Some of the places where flat track races, they don't even have the ability to have large crowds.
Yeah, that's true.
The stands are puny in a lot of them.
The Supercross does pretty well. But still not.
Supercross does very well. Motocross does good, too. Supercross actually does a little better than motocross, believe it or not.
Easily.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's kind of where that's all... That's where that's all at. So before, we kind of hinted it too. So we were kind of talking before the show went on, and we should never do this, but we were kind of talking about the effects, some of the things. We were mainly talking about the pool and what we saw for next year.
Right.
And, because we were kind of talking, you could ride so-and-so and this, that, and the other thing. And we were talking about, like, Johnny Rea.
Well, let's be honest. First thing we were talking about was ways to actually disable Olaf.
We were talking about ways to disable Olaf.
Going with a 100-point, champion's penalty.
I think it would only be fair if Olaf's picks were done with dice. Okay?
Or he shouldn't be able to pick anybody in the top five in points.
And we throw him.
Okay, yeah, I like that. but then we started talking about, like, changes and stuff. And we were talking, I just read an article that Rossi seems to be happy with the new ECU package.
Right.
That they're going to be running in MotoGP next year because it makes the bike a little looser and it goes back to being, instead of all the stuff that they did to give you control, makes it a little looser so it puts more of it into the rider and a little more slide in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Which, we were talking about who realistically had a chance to win races and that a lot of teams didn't change personnel.
No, not at least in the top front runners. None of the guys that you look at in MotoGP that you think had a chance to win a race this season have done anything. They're all still there. They're all on the same team. So we'll see. I guess the for next season in MotoGP, it's going to be the question is going to be, is Honda going to be an active participant next year or not?
I think they are.
I don't know. I mean, Marquez, I don't know what his issue is, because everybody thought that with Marquez, he was having all these problems, which he was, with the 2015 chassis, And when they went back to last year's chassis, to the 2014 chassis,
it was a big improvement.
It was a big improvement, but he still ended up wrecking the bike two more times after that. Yeah. So,
right, because he's a wreckers or checkers guy. And it was his two championship seasons.
You know something?
Were
he hasn't been that in MotoGP. He was in Moto2.
In Moto2, he was.
But when he came to MotoGP, he seemed to calm that down, and he was just devastating everybody else that was on the field. And then this year...
But he was running against a bunch of hurt guys.
This year, he just...
His first 2 years, everybody he ran against that had a competitive bike was hurt.
Right.
Yeah, Lorenzo, Rossi, even Rossi was hurt. And Rossi was just finally getting back on a bike that could take corners and brake. You know, I mean, Rossi was just coming out of the Ducati
nightmare. So you're poo-pooing his championship season?
I did when he had him.
Oh, I think
would he have won if Jorge Lorenzo and Pedrosa not gotten hurt and missed six races? No. He barely beat Lorenzo the first year.
I think he won the 10, had the 10 wins in a row. I don't think he
was going to catch anything. Yeah, and half the field wasn't there.
I think, no, that's not true, Phil. You go look at the races. You telling me how many races did he race where Pedrosa and Lorenzo were there,
but they were still battling injuries and stuff like that.
You know, that's part of the game, right? So, but anyway, but this season he seemed like he made a turn back towards the way he raced in Moto 2.
The real Mark Marquez showed up.
Yeah, he did. It was the wreckers or checkers guy. So, question is, what's going to be next year? And I tell you what, on a Honda, the best rider on a Honda this year was not Mark Marquez.
It was Pedrosa.
In the second half of the season, after he recovered from his arm pump surgery. So, as much as I think this is like pie in the sky type thing, I would like to see Pedrosa have a real good season next year.
You know, somebody else in our racing group posted up, they would hope Pedrosa would win a championship finally.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
if it's
I don't know if I'd ever hope for that.
Well, it's such a stretch. But
I'd have to go look at it. But when you said Pedrosa had a better season than Marquez,
second half.
Okay, just the second half only. But
as a whole, he didn't. But he remember he had his arm. He was out. He missed some, and he had the arm pump surgery.
Post pump is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, post pump surgery. Yeah, he did. He looked strong, and especially the last four races of the season, he looked real strong. So, but is that going to carry forward? You know, we got a new bike coming in next year. They got a whole completely new bike for next year. So what is that going to mean to them? Probably the most stable of all of the top competitive bikes.
It's probably Lorenzo.
The bikes is probably the Yamaha.
The Yamaha.
Yamaha made a bunch of its big changes the last couple of years, going to the gear, the seamless gearbox and things like that. But you're not going to get me to say pick Lorenzo. There's no way.
Depends on how many people are helping him win.
I could pick Lorenzo, but I'll quit instead.
I'll just punch out on it. You know, yeah, and you know, Rossi seems to like the new bike. I would like to see Rossi win one championship and retire. They should have let him do it this year. Then we can move up somebody else.
I don't think Marquez will ever let that happen.
Yeah, well, and Marquez proved that.
Yeah,
he will do what it takes to make sure Rossi doesn't win another championship. So, I would like to see Rossi kick him over early and often.
I think here's the thing. I think if Marquez figures he's not going to win a championship, he doesn't want Rossi to win.
And he started showing that at Circuit of the Americas.
If he starts having a crummy season at the beginning of the year.
Right, like Circuit of the Americas where he tried to take Rossi out. Yeah. And Martin, I know you're going to say you Rossi fans. I don't like Yamaha and I don't like Italians, so I'm really not.
But it sounds like it.
And speaking of Circuit of the Americas, will it be rebuilt in time? They have the technology. Dun, dun, dun.
Will it be rebuilt?
You do know what happened to it Halloween weekend, right?
No, I don't. I hadn't heard of it.
No.
It was like completely underwater. Texas got, 75 billion inches of rain?
Yeah, but they didn't have to rebuild it, did they?
Not the track, but all the grandstands got screwed up. The tunnels under the track.
I heard that.
The press room, they still have air dryers.
They'll have no problem because they're building far, much farther south than Spotsylvania, Virginia, where building things is much more difficult.
Wow, local dagger. And they are much west of Birmingham, Alabama.
That's right.
So something might actually get built there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that was a dagger.
I have no doubt that it will be ready for the MotoGP race.
I hope so. They don't. Okay, so we have a problem. So we had a little bit of technical difficulties here in the NTN Radio studios. That's why we should have sold it. Anyways, I had to repatch the end of the show up and everything. We kind of ran over. The music didn't come up. Things crashed. It was a nightmare. This is how we're going to have to end the show. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Actually, we might put the show out a little early next week with the holidays. We're talking about doing it on Monday instead of Tuesday night. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.